This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Colorado Springs City Councilman is challenging two mayoral candidates to discuss banning assault weapons in the city. KRCC's Andrew Chelfin has more.
The comments came at the first council meeting since last weekend's deadly mass shooting in an LGBTQ nightclub. The two mayoral candidates, Tom Strand and Wayne Williams, sit on city council. They're among seven running in April's election. Councilman Bill Murray.
Okay, I can go for hours about why you shouldn't have an assault weapon. And they can go hours in telling me, well, it wouldn't have stopped what occurred. But if we don't take baby steps, if we don't take active actions to stop what's going on, we're going to repeat it.
Neither Williams nor Strand responded directly to Murray's comments at the time. The suspect in the shooting that killed five and injured at least 17 has been released from the hospital and is now in El Paso County Jail. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
Meanwhile, grief has spread around the state and the nation after the deadly shooting at Club Q. Statewide, more than a dozen vigils and gatherings already planned this week. Participants can offer prayers, reflect, share their feelings, or sit in silence at some events. Others will have songs, letter writing, poster making, or other activities. With a predicted rough flu season ahead, the state health department is sending out text and email vaccination reminders. Health officials say the flu season could be one of the most severe in years. So far, more than 1.5 million flu vaccines have been administered in Colorado. Text messages will come from the number 45778. It's 51 degrees in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.